Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Hoff is off today. Why is he off on a Tuesday?
You have any idea?
I saw.
What? You saw what?
A little video posting.
I did not see this.
You didn't see it?
No, I was just outside talking to Izzo for a little bit. I did not see this.
He is, I don't know, maybe the Mets are going to sign him. He's out there taking BP with Evan at City Field right now.
I legit did not see this. This just came up here?
I just saw it. Evan posted something.
I knew he was off, and I knew I wanted to get into it because we're supposed to do the Perfect Parlay Picks recap. We had to do it yesterday because he was off today, and obviously he hit his.
Go to Evan's X count.
I'm not seeing this now. Evan Roberts, social media. Okay. Unmute. Let's see.
Yeah. Oh,
just kidding.
About 43 minutes ago there. Would you say unmute?
Yeah.
Unmute Evan.
Hoff skip work today. This is 43 minutes ago. Hoff skip work today to take BP. What are they doing?
I don't know. I guess they're taking BP. You know as much as me.
I do feel, however, I got pressured into I'm not getting it in the outfield.
Oh, dude, he's at Citi Field with Evan.
Yeah.
Taking BP?
Looking at him.
He took off of work to do that?
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, what kind of ship are we running around here? Dove, when you were out, didn't you have, like, vacations?
Yeah. He's allowed days off. He has an opportunity to hit the ball on Citi Field grass. You gonna take it away from him?
I want to see the video.
I'm not gonna take it away from him. I was legit asking why he was out. I did not know that he was. Did you know this, Rami? Am I the only one who was not aware?
I had no idea that this was why he was out. No.
And Rami's filling in for Hoff, of course, today. I don't know if that's an acceptable excuse, though. I mean, everybody's got days, sure. If I took, like, I couldn't take off to do that movie set thing or whatever, the TV show a week ago.
You going back this week, by the way?
Nobody's asked me, so probably not. I mean, I don't know what's going
on. Put in a 23-hour day, basically.
I did it because I want the opportunity. But
I got you.
And, dude,
Hoff wants his opportunity to maybe bat behind Soto.
You don't think, like, I'd be lying to you, when I'm sitting in the truck on set waiting to get called to go do the scene.
Yeah.
3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. You don't think, like, a part of me was like, dude, I need to go home and go to sleep.
Maybe a big part of it was. Yeah.
But there was another part of me that's like, suck it up. And like you said, my dad would be saying, no, come on, dude. You got to do this. This is work.
Yeah.
It's football season. Like, Not that you can't survive without me for a day, but you know how it is around here. Like,
we don't take off during the fall.
Yeah.
I think if you're doing a show, I think it's a little different if you're on the air.
Okay, so my point is I'm not taking off, even if it's something that, like, dude, I can't. 2 hours sleep I got through the four-hour show. He's taking off to go take swings at Citi Field?
I
got
to see these swings. Does he get one to the grass in the outfield?
Is Evan swinging as well?
Well, that should be worse.
His swings have been feeble.
Evan is really the worst athlete here.
You think Hoff can swing?
I would think that, now he played hockey growing up.
He looks more like a lineman to me than a baseball player. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed, or an older defenseman from the NHL. I'll put it this way. Which ball do I think is going further? It's got to be Hoff.
Yeah.
And it's got to be. Evan's going to hit a 13 hopper.
Hoff doesn't look
that
athletic.
That dies before it gets to the outfield grass.
Yeah, I've played baseball before with Evan. Have you ever played with him?
No, wait, when did you play with him?
Many years ago.
Not Twitter baseball.
Yeah,
oh,
he used
God
to
almighty.
Do that. I don't even know if I played. I might have been out there like umpiring or something. I don't recall playing.
All right,
but
all right.
I remember watching him play. And we used to have a fan softball team. This is
many years
ago.
I remember that. I played on that as an intern. I know that. Okay, that was a big thing back then.
After
it was awesome.
That, the next generation, I'd say like the mid-2000s, we had a fan softball team
that
I was playing with, like Lou Ruffino was on it, I remember.
Okay.
You know, Mon, some behind the scenes people, one of the girls here that I used to date was on. And Evan, I'm pretty sure.
Which
Evan,
girl?
Evan also dated this girl. Anyway, so, but I remember
anybody else?
Keep it clean.
Keep it moving.
Wow. I mean, I was good. Yeah. The mics are on. I can't. I want to tell the whole story, but.
I know the whole story. It's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's just, Evan just not.
No.
You know, he's not an athlete.
No, remember the video of him about. No, he's definitely not about. Well, there's two videos with Evan that stick. I haven't seen videos of Hoff, so I can only react to what I think he could do. And I think if he barrels one, if he makes contact, which I think he will, I could see him, you know, hitting one much further than Evan. But the two videos from Evan, one was during COVID. Remember, everybody was trying to find content.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was shooting hoops.
Yeah, he played a game versus me in a horse.
That was against you? Yeah. So you were in one location.
In my backyard, I had my Ed O'Bannon Nets jersey.
You are a trip.
Him.
Oh, God.
Well, he asked me to do it.
You do what you got to do. Yeah. He looked awful. But I think even worse than that, there was video from Twitter Baseball where you had to remember this. He hits a ground ball, and I guess he's running down the first base line, and it looked like he had a massive dump in his pants.
I see Evan to me. Now, look, I'm not an athlete. I know you played at college or whatever it may be, but it is sometimes funny to think, like, if you're a pro and you just happen to be out at Citi Field, you're a big, you know, Met, whatever.
Yeah. Like a current player, you mean?
Yeah, and you're watching Evan Roberts out there. Look the way he does.
And then hearing him criticize you.
Oh, dude. Like that,
yeah,
that,
I know.
Like,
but
that's
dude,
rich.
Even though I played, that applies to me, too.
Of course,
I mean, come on. It's the same thing for all of us. We ain't playing, but, you know.
It applies to all of us, but there is some, like, there is humor in it. You know what I mean?
I
mean, now you did a show with Tiki all those years. Evan doing a show with Tiki, Gio with Boomer. Like, I know they joke about the NARP stuff, but it is funny when you actually think about it.
Yeah, we'll see the videos. We'll give you a little scout report on the swings here.
Off's first swing. Fly ball to right center.
I told you.
Yeah, in the gap.
I told you.
Wait, they posted this? I mean, this is ridiculous.
This 2 minutes.
This is ridiculous that he takes off of work to do this, so I got to be honest with you.
Is it on here? Oh, God, hold on. Let's see. All right.
Evan's giving the play-by-play.
I thought they had the PA. All right. All right, let's see. That one went out to, honestly, not terrible, man. Short center field? What do you mean? Let's see Evans. Evan's not there. I promise you, Evans not doing this.
Say that again, Rami.
He has a line drive to left a little later on.
It does. He doesn't look as bad as Evan, but is that saying anything?
No.
Check swing. He actually looks better than Volpe. One of those swings just reminded me of Volpe.
No, the check swing, you're an ass. Oh, God.
All right, BT and Sal, all the fans.
You ever take BP on a real field like that?
No.
You know where I'd love to?
I'd love to.
I'd like to do it at Fenway.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Try to pepper the wall.
You think you could at this point with the back?
With the metal bat, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking maybe wood the other way. That's the other way. Metal, yes.
I don't know if I could. Like, I like to take batting practice before I did that.
Yeah, for sure.
I know, but do you think I have it in? I got to go back to the gym and get in shape a little bit. Could I hit one out with a metal bat?
No.
Really?
You go to the gym for the next 2 years, you ain't hit one out.
Why not?
Hit one out?
Yeah, with a metal bat.
No, Sal.
Why not?
I'm not even sure if I can. It's hard.
Yeah, well, you're 50, you get the back issues. You know what I'm saying? I'm still 46.
The way you say that disclaimer,
well,
man.
I mean, it's real, no?
It is.
When you were at Marist, I'm sure you could.
Well, that's all I could do was hit BP home runs at Marist. Listen, the thing that I now do, and I was holding on to this for a long time, even like when I'm 45, yeah, man, I can hit one out of Yankee Stadium right field. Come on, please. I stopped saying that. I no longer verbally spew checks that my body cannot cash.
With a metal bat, you don't think...
I bang one down the right field line, maybe
at
listen,
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, like 314 with metal. I'm just trying to be a little realistic.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go to
a
real ball. But, you know, Yankee Stadium, I feel like I definitely could take one.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to hit a home run the other way.
Well, I mean,
to dead center at fourth pen.
No, that for sure. No. But if
Fenway,
I pull one right down the line...
Here's the thing. Was that wrong?
You'd have an easier time pulling it around the pesky pole, no?
Well, that's what I'm saying. 314 down the pesky, a little shorter. Not sure. Maybe if I really, maybe. If the green monster, I'll meet you halfway, maybe. If the green monster's not 37, 38 feet, and if it's more conventional height, and it's the same distance away, and you got metal, maybe. Dude, it's just like with golf. You know how many guys say, I hit it 300 yards off the tee? No, you don't. No, you don't. You're not even close. Right. The way people exaggerate and over... Meanwhile, it was probably 255, which is nice.
Well,
260. It ain't three.
Here's the thing. I know I can't dunk, right? Like, I can't...
Thank you, Spud Webb.
Definitively, I cannot...
Spud Good.
I cannot dunk on a regulation height rim. Like, that's just out of the question. Never could. Unfortunately, never will be able to. I used to have dreams that I could, oddly enough, but I can't do that. You ever dunk? You used to be able to dunk?
I used to dunk a volleyball. I couldn't quite palm a basketball.
Whatever.
And I don't mean with frequency.
It's still the same feeling, though, as long as you could get it
down.
Yeah, okay, I
could squeak it in.
But so is like, do I have to come to grips with the reality that I can't actually hit a baseball out of a major league park?
I mean, yeah, probably should do it at this
age.
46 years of age.
I feel like you don't
probably
have to
time.
Be... Yeah, I don't know.
It's not even a diss. It's just the reality.
At 46, I know in my mind I'm still like in my
30s. But even if you were 36, like, now I've seen you catch a baseball, and you look better fielding than, like, put it this way. If I lined up Evan...
Wow, come
if
on.
I, well, I'm just starting.
Be disrespectful.
I'm starting at the bottom of the barrel.
If I lined up
Gio... hitting.
Yeah.
If I lined up, you know, like some of that caliber of hitters, you would have a better swing.
I guess my problem is, first of all kidding aside, like the fact that I haven't done it in literally years. Like,
well, that's why I'm trying to inject some reality into this.
Understood. But let me just dream for a second. If I did practice for a full year and was like regularly going to the cage and worked out, so I just built up my muscle a little bit, because when I was younger, I didn't have any, like, I just didn't know what I was doing. I had no confidence, had no muscle. Now I at least would have the confidence. If I build my body to where it needs to be and I start training, just taking batting practice. I'm not talking about hitting breaking balls or anything like that.
I got you.
Straight fastballs. You don't think that there's a chance I could connect and hit? Like, what would be a normal distance for an average 45-year-old if they were okay with a bat in hand?
That played a little bit of high school, not beyond. I would say with metal?
Yeah, metal bat.
270, 290-ish.
No, it's close.
See, here's the thing, but even the way you think about training, it's a misread. Because you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're focusing on muscle. The way balls go far is velocity, swing speed.
Yeah. Well, I know, but
so forget about trying to pick up a 55-pound dumbbell and do over-the-shoulder presses.
I want to get in shape.
Well, I know, but that wouldn't help you hit a baseball is what I'm saying. You look better on the beach.
No, 100%.
You got to do quick stuff. Like, you got to do explosive stuff.
Well, going to the batting cage would help.
Box jumps.
Maybe that's what Hoff's trying to do here. Maybe that's why he's taking off of work. He wants the dream of hitting one out at Citi Field. I wonder if he steps up to bat there thinking he could hit one out.
He got close.
Get the hell out of here.
See, if Hoff got close,
what do you mean
come
he got
on,
close?
Dude.
He pulled one of the last swings. He pulled down
this.
The left field line, and he kind of maybe, I mean, not close, but it's at least 300 feet to left.
All right. Is this on Evan's thing?
Is he using a metal bat or a wood bat?
It got to be metal.
You can't see from that distance.
I'll tell you, if it's wood, that's impressive. I would think it's metal, but
no
then
way,
again.
Yeah, no way
it's
he
wood.
Also did swing and miss on a batting practice pitch, though.
But then why would they have metal at City unless they brought their own, which, well, you know, Hoff's oldest son is a baseball player. All right, so is this from, he might have a good medal, the last, that's, honestly.
See?
I'm looking at it.
All right, see, so if Hoff could do it, come on, dude. I could go deep.
Wait, hold on.
Don't
this
kill
is
my
not,
dream. I know I could
horrible.
Do it.
All right, here's the pitch. And it's a meatball, too, with no velocity, so he's providing
yeah, right.
all the juice. Hold on. Honestly, that's further than I thought. That's probably about 280, 290.
Okay, now that's Hoff rolling out of bed. He's doing the Rico podcast. He's traveling with
sleeping
the Giants
two
doing
hours
the overnight.
Yeah. In Denver with the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably swinging a fungo on occasion with his kids.
Yeah.
I don't think Hoff is in there taking BP regularly. I firmly believe, and this is not saying like I'm some great athlete. I'm not. Like,
okay.
I firmly believe if I had... Like, from now till the start of the season.
Yeah.
And maybe I could do this at spring training if I go down there. Maybe TC could help get me on the field or whatever.
I mean, we, you know, we...
TC, throw me a
little spring training's been available.
Yeah, you're right. I bet you I could hit one out.
You're nuts. You're
nuts. Hoff could hit one 280. You don't think I could hit one 300?
Oh, but that's 40 more feet.
330?
That's 40 more feet.
All right. Well, hey, I mean, unfortunately, I'm not a lefty. Otherwise, I'd definitely be able to do
it. Here's what... How about this?
Stadium.
How about this?
Yeah.
Before you start working out and doing the box jumps and the explosive stuff, how about we go to the sales room? I don't think there's any salespeople there today. I've got a wiffle ball. I've got a wiffle bat. Rami will record. We'll put we'll just let you get the kinks out. Let people see the swing and let them judge for themselves.
Come on. Don't
what do you mean get the hell out?
I'll
do it.
Ball. I mean, what, you hit one big home run in my backyard into the pool. You
think against an eight-year-old. Over the pool, though, it was a bomb.
And you did trot.
I did. Because I can't sprint because everything hurts.
BT and Sal, all the fans. So no Hoff today. When we come back, we will have Bald Face Live, Bald Face Truth with Rami filling in for Hoff.